Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, radio family. Happy weekend and welcome back. Another great conversation gets underway here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And of course, radio family, I say this each and every time we have an opportunity to get together to hear engaging conversation. I love this time of the morning every weekend here on our Odyssey stations because it's a wonderful opportunity to introduce new members of our Community Focus family. Today is no different. I want to say good morning to this gentleman who has such a love and passion for teaching. So let me just go ahead and give a shout out to each and every one of you who are teachers or are in the education field. I really appreciate you. I'll tell you why in just a little bit, but it is certainly a pleasure to welcome to our Community Focus family, one Quentin Harris. Good morning to you, my brother. How are you? And welcome to the family.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Thanks I'm doing well. You are sounding fabulous. It is great to have you here. And listen, Quentin, the introduction as a newbie has come and gone. That's how quick I work. That.
Oh, wow.
You are official. You are official part of the Community Focus family. And I'm really excited about having this platform, if you will, and this opportunity to talk with wonderful persons like yourself. And let me just go ahead and share, Quentin, the reason I wanted to personally give a shout out to teachers and why I have such a love and respect for you and what you do and your profession is that I come from a family of educators. I had two grandmothers who also had a passion for teaching. I came very close to following in their footsteps, but I took that, kind of went in a different direction, that little thing called broadcasting. But I tell you what, though, I had a teacher. I had someone to teach me to do what I do. So I've actually had people tell me, in a sense, Renee, you are a teacher of sorts.
Right.
You know, you are
right.
Really teaching others who may have a passion to get into broadcasting. So thank you for agreeing with me, too, sir. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, I see it. I'm with you.
Thank you so much. Well, Quentin, one of the main reasons I have you here on the program, you have a wonderful teaching tool and a program that's called Laugh to Learn. And so we are definitely going to get the particulars on this. And so let's just go ahead and get this great conversation started. How did you come up with this brilliant idea as a teacher to do what you're doing now?
Oh, wow. Okay, so it started in 2020 during the pandemic. Everything was locked down worldwide.
Right.
And I was starting to feel bad for some of the younger ones that I knew of. And I was trying to be creative and think of what was a way that I could keep them entertained, give them something to look forward to.
Right.
And so I decided to just call them with their parents there and just read to them and try to bring to life and animate the characters, give each character a different voice. And we would just do that for an hour on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that turned into those parents started to tell their friends and their friends.
Right.
And so the group started growing, and I never knew how much I would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to keep their minds active throughout the pandemic, but I found out that it was something that I really, really loved doing. So just make the readings more and more dramatic and mm-hmm. ask questions about the reading, just because it's one thing to hear something,
exactly.
But
right.
You have to make sure that the kids are comprehending what's going on. So that interaction was very positive for them and for me as well. And that's when I learned that I really had a passion for this.
Absolutely. I love you sharing that personal experience. Now, if I can just add as an aside question, if you will, how long have you been a teacher?
Officially, I've been trained to teach since early on, part of an educational program.
Okay.
where we're taught how to ask questions, right. taught public speaking and mm-hmm. teaching. So for early on, I joined a school, preteens, where the focus is to convey a message and to educate the power of pausing, the power of emphasis,
yes.
the power of illustrations, just so many different facets to teaching and Absolutely. To try to better yourself each year with each facet.
I love that because I'm just picturing in my mind as we are starting off this wonderful conversation, Quentin, for teachers and educators who are listening to this program are likely sharing a similar thought with the passion that you have and why a lot of them end up being in this profession for decades. And even some instances of teachers who retire but somehow miss the love of working with kids. Some come out of retirement and it becomes semi-retirement. And so they substitute on an occasion with which they're needed. So I just love that. But back to Laugh to Learn, what is the target age range?
So we're providing and is not specific for, mm-hmm. but it appeals to age 7 to 12. But there are some 6-year-olds or 5-year-olds who would appreciate what we're doing and yes. how we're trying to make learning fun.
Yeah.
And there may be children slightly older who still would appreciate what we're discussing. But we just try to just bring life to learning and
Absolutely.
To get children excited about learning. Because mm-hmm. believe it or not, some of the songs that you may hear, you may notice that a kid is going around the house and he's singing these songs.
Right.
Why? Because kids at a very early age are able to absorb things
exactly.
that they enjoy.
Right.
Now, if you were to write out those lyrics to that song word for word mm-hmm. and tell that kid, just read that over and over until you memorize it, chances are they're not going to.
Yeah.
But if you put a rhythm to it, if you make it enjoyable,
exactly.
if you sneak the medicine in the vegetables, so to speak.
Do I remember that well?
right. You hide it in the cake.
Right.
So that as they're eating their cake, they don't even know that they're themselves. And so with Laugh to Learn, we're hiding the medicine or the learning.
Right.
In the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're having fun. We're having a good time. But at the end of the day, we're going to do our review
right.
and acknowledge the fact that, okay, this wasn't just fun. We actually learned something.
There you go.
So it's enjoyable for me, and they seem to be enjoying it as well.
And I love that illustration and that metaphor, Quentin, because it's making me revert back to the pleasantries of my childhood and how much I fought eating my mm-hmm. vegetables. And so it's like, why does that cake taste like broccoli?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that cake tastes like some green vegetable of
right.
some kind.
Focus on the icing, baby.
Right,
the
there
icing.
You go. You right. got it, my brother. You've got it. But
mm-hmm.
it also, at the same time, Quentin, in listening to you, it really expresses to me just how brilliant our young minds are. You know, especially mm-hmm. with this generation of kids, the advent of technology and the way with which they can learn now compared to when you and I were coming along. First of all, there was no such thing as Zoom. And the
mm-hmm.
capability, and that's what I loved about you developing this program. Like you said, it was created out of finding a need to keep our young ones engaged in learning. And of course, when this pandemic came about, it was just like a turning point for so many of us, particularly for us as parents, because we couldn't send our kids to school. We had to find other means, especially for families who weren't already involved in some sort of homeschooling program for their children. And here you come along with Laugh to Learn, where learning is easy when you're having fun. And that is so true. And I think that is the best way to describe the conversation I am having with you thus far. It
awesome.
Is so
Thank
much
you.
Fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
And absolutely, you are very welcome. And I tell you, I am so glad we have a part two to this program, Quentin, because I need to take a commercial break. As we say in the business, pay a couple of bills, but we're going to come back. I definitely have more questions for you. So thank you so much. And again, let me officially welcome you to the Community Focus family.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here and you are very welcome. And Radio Family, I'm very happy that you are here every weekend. Great conversation today. It's the newest member of our Community Focus family, and one Mr. Quentin Harris with Laugh to Learn. And we're going to do both of those. We're going to laugh some more. We're going to learn some more as the weekend edition of Community Focus continues. And we'll be right back after this break. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend, of course, here on our Odyssey station. So glad to have your company, Radio Family. Whether you are just joining us or you've been with us from the beginning of the program, every weekend, great opportunity to engage in wonderful conversation with members of our Community Focus family. Today, this weekend, is no different. Learning is easy when you're having fun. Laugh to Learn. This is a wonderful program with Quentin Harris, who joins me, Renee Vaughn, here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And Quentin, thank you so much for being here on the program. As we do engage more in our conversation about Laugh to Learn, where did you get the passion for teaching?
Great question. I've grown up in a family of teachers, maybe not with a degree in teaching, but I personally don't feel that you need a degree to be an effective teacher. Some people just understand how the brain works. Exactly. They understand how humans work, and they have a knack for conveying ideas in a way that makes them memorable. And fortunately, I've been born to two parents that were passionate about raising their six kids and teaching them in a way where
wonderful,
were memorable.
Excellent. I am so sorry. I actually had the website pulled up. It misfired. So I'm like, what's that extra voice coming from? I apologize for that. But we'll get into the particulars about that information in just a bit. But thank you for sharing that, because I, too, for those, as we were having an earlier conversation here, come from educators as well, and just the love and passion that they had in teaching, and really hearing that with you in our conversation this morning. So the obvious next question with Laugh to Learn, what is your goal with this particular program?
My goal is for children to not be afraid of or retract from the idea of learning.
Right.
The goal is for kids to get excited when they hear that there's another opportunity to learn. I think for the general public, the idea of going to school, the idea of sitting down and hearing a teacher talk, I think boring is the first word that comes to mind. Yeah. But if we could transition to an excitement that comes when you hear about learning, if you tell a child we're going to a movie, they may not know exactly what the movie is, but just hearing that word movie gets them excited, because they know that they're going to experience something that they haven't experienced before, and it's going to be presented in an exciting way. And I feel like, why should learning be any different?
Exactly.
If it's presented in a way where it's going to be exciting and they're going to get something from it, when you tell them, okay, it's time to learn this or learn that, I think it should be that they should get excited and look forward to what's coming next. So that's my goal with this, is to help children to realize and appreciate that learning can be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And there's no question about, especially when you have a program such as yours, and I love how you came up with that name. So here's another aside question. How did you come up with it?
Laugh to Learn. I think I just enjoy alliteration.
Yeah.
A literary tool that I often use when I'm writing poetry or writing songs. And so I wanted it to have some form of alliteration. And I think the laughing and learning pretty much combines both aspects of what we're trying to accomplish.
Excellent.
We're going to learn. That's the focal point. But how are we going to learn?
Right.
We're going to laugh to learn. And so we're going to have fun. We're going to add some spice. We're going to get up out of our seats. We're going to dance before the class. We do a little line dance before the class starts to get everyone up out the seat, get the blood flowing, and then it's time to learn. We just want to have the learning atmosphere to be, I think, laugh to learn really encompasses the idea of the program.
I think it is the perfect title for your program. It is so, as the expression goes, spot on. And if I can share with you, Radio Family, and Quentin, I hope you don't mind me being sort of like a personal testimony to your program.
Okay, sure.
You openly and lovingly gave me an invitation to zoom in on one of your classes not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I had an absolute ball. I felt like I was reverting back to happier times when I, too, was that particular age and learning. And I loved how you incorporated the visual enrichment of the classes with the variety of subjects that makes learning fun for the kids. But what was even more fun was observing how much fun the kids were having with you and how you interact with young ones and how they interacted with you, especially the line dancing part, because you kind of did it old school, new school way. You would take
the
old school for us old school heads who remember line dancing and then turning around and coming back with a more modern day version that kids of our generation, our sons and daughters, could be more relatable to. And it was so great because you also allow parents to interact with their kids, with the class. So it was nice seeing moms and dads doing the line dance with their own kids. It was so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah. That was our class on synchronization. So we defined synchronization.
That's right.
We looked at animals, how birds often fly in a synchronized manner, how fish swim in a synchronized manner, just different examples in nature where things are synchronized. And
exactly.
Then we did our line dance to show how humans can also get synchronized, and we made that fun. But then each class should end with a lesson, a practical lesson. So then we discuss how if everyone in the house is cleaning, mom's doing the dishes, maybe dad's cutting the grass or he's vacuuming, your brother or sister, they're putting their clothes away. But then you are playing the Xbox. Now, is the family in sync? Are you all moving in a synchronized way? No. Synchronization happens when everyone is on the same mind path, doing the same thing at the same time. So when it's time for everyone to clean or everyone to do their chores, how can you get in sync like we did with the line dance? Well, you can put the Xbox down for a minute and you can get synchronized with everyone else by doing your chores or cleaning. So everything has to boil down to, we can have the laugh part, but this is also about the learning. We want to make sure that they leave with the lesson.
I so love that, Quentin, because look what we did here. My next question was going to actually be, and I think I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. Can you give a sample of the content of what the kids can expect? And that was just beautifully done. So thank you for that. You know, we're on the same page, if you will. So what a nice way, especially for those who are listening to this public affairs program and they're hearing about you and also Laugh to Learn for the very first time. I'm really hoping this is going to continually pique their interest, especially for their children that are meeting that age criteria here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Now, I wanted to certainly ask you, particularly as a person who is not only in the teaching profession, but as a Black male, do you recall having any Black male teachers when you were a kid or at any point during your education? And the reason I wanted to preface this question, particularly for you as a teacher, one, I wanted to bring to light the discussion and possibly just where things are as far as our teaching profession as a whole. We have such a teaching shortage really across the country, but in particular areas, it's more so than it has in years past. where people are just not getting into that profession or line of work like they used to, say, when you and I were coming along. But particularly, I think kids, when it comes to learning, they really gravitate to that one teacher who possibly looks like them. And I think about, you know, young boys in particular, and especially boys of color, they may not have a teacher who looks like them, who looks like a Quentin Harris, or perhaps whoever their moms and dads and grandparents possibly had when they were that age. So do you mind addressing that particular question?
Sure. No, and now as you were talking, I was looking back, going through the list of teachers that I've had, and no, I think you're right. I've never had a black male teacher. Mm-hmm. But I feel like all things to all people, if this Absolutely. Is an opportunity that I can take advantage of to become all things to all people, if there's a young male who could use a positive influence.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, in a lot of families nowadays, there isn't a male influence. And not trying to become a part of the family per se, but it is good to have someone that you can look up to and say, okay, well, this person is taking a personal interest in me. He cares about my growth and my education.
Exactly.
Young, no matter the race, young girls as well. There are other girls who are in the class who are benefiting and mm-hmm. and enjoying what they're learning, because at the end of the day, if you can give a child confidence, mm-hmm. then the rest of it, that's 90% of it. Because if you think about it, a college is based on the fact they hand you a book and it has a ton of subjects that you can choose from.
Right.
And it's based on the fact that they believe that if you come to class consistently and pay attention and work hard, we feel that you can do anything
Absolutely.
That is in this book. That's what the college system is based off of. But if you don't have the confidence in yourself, mm-hmm. then you're not even going to go grab that book and look through the different subjects.
Yeah.
But with the confidence in yourself that, okay, I can do this.
Exactly.
4 years later, you can be doing whatever it is you set your mind on.
Very
so
true.
As a child, black, white, Hispanic, male or female, mm-hmm. if you can give a child confidence
right.
that I did this right and I can do this, I can learn, then they can bring that confidence to any area of life. And with hard work and time, mm-hmm. they can blow minds.
Absolutely. One thing, my brother, that I just have to say, I so appreciate you in addressing that particular question. Thank you for making it so universal, because sadly we are living in times in which, you know, the world wants to make things just black and white. And it's so beyond that. When we think about literally the melting pot of this country alone and so many beautiful races and cultures that exist, you're absolutely right. And to speaking of the ratio that you were just mentioning, yeah, just male teachers in general, the percentage is probably much lower compared to the female percentage of those that are in the profession. And even for those upcoming students who are graduating from colleges or universities or whatever, a program, educational program that they may be engaged in, that's their next step. They're literally following in your footsteps in wanting to engage with a child that they can be the difference maker for that individual, to where when that child grows up to be whatever he or she wants to be, they look back and they say, well, I was able to do that because a teacher like Quentin Harris helped me to achieve that goal. And I just love that. I absolutely love that.
Do you mind if I interject a quick thought?
Sure.
I feel like when people are struggling in life as they get older, mm-hmm. They may go through different things. And if they ever go to a therapist and the therapist sits them down and tries to see, okay, tell me about yourself or how you ended up here.
Right.
I think chances are oftentimes somewhere in the conversation you will hear the quote, Well, when I was 10, a lot of adults are dealing with the scars or the effects or the results of things that happened when I was 10.
Yeah.
Whether they can acknowledge it or they can put their finger on it, I think a lot of times we as adults are the results of things that happened when we were very young.
Mm-hmm.
So to my goal or my desire would be for someone to be successful, for someone to be confident in themselves, proud of their accomplishments as an adult. And someone asks them, well, how did you become so confident? How did you become so successful? Or how do you have this level of self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
And for that person to say, well, when I was 10, to me, I think that would just be the greatest satisfaction to be able to contribute, not to the bad memories that a child has nowadays, but to be a part of the success story that they look back and say, when I was 10, someone took an interest in me, someone helped me, someone changed my view of myself, of learning, of just life in general. So that's what drives me.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And thank you for interjecting with your personal feelings towards that. I really, really appreciate you for that, Quentin. So the next question I wanted to basically ask for many parents and family members who are listening to us here on Community Focus, how can they learn more about this amazing program, Laugh to Learn?
All right. For any questions you may have, maybe you know of a family that's homeschooling or a family who their child gets home from school and you want them to have fun, but you don't necessarily want them stuck on the video game all day.
Right.
You can visit Laugh, LAUGH, 2, 2, and then Learn, LEARN.fun, FUN. And if you go to that website, you can contact me for a free class. You can send me an email. The first class, you can just try it out and see if it's a good fit for your family. Maybe you just want to come have a good time and see if this will work out. And if it's not the right fit for you, then fine. We appreciate it if you just mention it to a friend. Or if it is a fit, then we would love to have you. But if just so you can be confident as to what we're about, the first class is on us.
Wonderful.
But we're just confident that having fun is the best way to approach learning for kids.
Thank you so much for this, Quentin. Now, I'm actually on the site, and I'm chuckling a little bit because I am looking at a mutual a friend of ours who I wasn't expecting to see. On the site, which is part of what you have here, because once you get on the site, of course, you'll be on the homepage, the About section, but particularly the testimonials, how to contact you, how to sign up, and how to sign in. Now, this individual, I will just give her first name, is just really because I know she has listened to this program. And years ago, she was actually a part of our Community Focus family. She still is. When she was teaching Zumba, but now she's just really loving life as a mom, has a beautiful family with a husband and a son who is actually part of your class. But for Miss Courtney, just in case somebody knows of her or if she's listening herself, it's just really wonderful. So Quentin, I'm just going to tell you ahead of time. I'm going to reach out to her a little bit later and ask, why didn't you tell me you were on this website, lady?
That's good people right there. Yeah,
she is. She's wonderful people. She has been a dear friend of mine for a number of years. So it's really wonderful, especially to see someone that you know to really support such a wonderful program that you have. Now, time allotted, I think I'll have time for a couple of more questions. So let me get those in. Starting with, what do you personally think your kids like most about your class?
Number one, I think, especially for those who are homeschooling, it's an opportunity to meet other kids who are experiencing something similar in a fun environment. Okay, we can't, if a child hasn't been on a field trip in a long time, they haven't been with other kids their age in a long time, this is a way to do that, where you're getting to experience things with other kids their age, and we're having fun together. We're dancing, we're singing together, we're crawling on the floor together. For instance, just last week we were talking about, there was a passage in our reading about, and the lion was stalking its prey. And I was asking them, what does stalking mean?
Right.
And they were telling me it's when a lion is slowly creeping up on its prey. I'm like, I'm not sure I'm getting what you're saying. Can someone show me what that means?
Can
you get in the living room and just show me what stalking looks like?
Right.
And so then the kids get on the floor, and then they're crawling around, and then they're jumping and they're pouncing on the couch or something, on the pillow. And I'm like, okay, so now that we know what stalking is, can you stalk with your voice?
Wow.
Who can read that little sentence again?
Yeah.
Let me hear you stalk with your voice. And the lion was stalking his prey. Okay, exactly. You got it. So now when we're reading, we have to take these action words and we can make the reading come to life if we put this little thought, a little extra thought into how we read. So those little experiences, you can tell someone or tell them, Google the definition of the word stalk.
Right.
Okay, keep reading. Or you can have them live it out. And that just, to me, it adds so much life to the experience. And it puts it in a setting where it's hard to forget after you've experienced it.
Yeah, absolutely. I just love the way you did that. And that is just another beautiful sample of the content that for those who may just be joining us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus can find about Laugh to Learn. Now, this isn't a question per se, but more or less a comment, Quentin. And I know you love working with 7 to 12-year-olds, but if you ever find the time to want to incorporate a class for us big kids at heart, like
that
myself...
That would be wonderful fun.
So just a little something to kind of keep in the back of your thinking cap, that if you
I'll have some new ideas.
Thank you. Your people call my people, and we will work something out. Because I just love the fact, one, that we really never stop learning, even when we are well beyond our childhood years, and we do become adults, we do become parents. We're constantly learning. We're learning how to be a mother or a father. We're learning how to raise our kids. We're learning, particularly on this program, about Laugh to Learn and what, you know, children can expect when they engage in a wonderful class with you. So thank you so much, my brother, for everything that you have done. You are so welcome. And everything that you continue to do. Now, listen, in parting, Quentin, I generally say this to Community Focus family, never any goodbyes from me, just until next time. So you are literally family, radio family here. And so I really hope that we can continue in another great conversation, kind of like a follow-up or either, you know, an update on things, particularly with, you know, who knows, maybe we can actually get one of your students, with permission, of course, from a parent, or to have the parent or family members along with you to really get more of a personal perspective from the kids and what they learn. So there's another idea to perhaps pass along for a future conversation.
Awesome.
So let's work on that, my friend. Any closing thoughts or comments you'd like to share before we...
I just wanted to thank you for this opportunity share a little bit about Laugh to Learn.
Yes.
And for all of those in the listening audience, as I mentioned, if you're interested or just curious, please feel free to visit the website laughtolearn.fun. The first class is free. Just check it out and see if it would be a good fit. Or maybe you could just mention it to a family that you feel could benefit from it, if they have children who could use a little spice in their education. We'd love to have them. And thanks again. We really, really appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Quentin Harris. And thank you, Radio Family, for the great things you're doing in our communities as well. Definitely keep up the good work. Well, indeed, no goodbyes, as we do officially bring to a close another wonderful conversation with Quentin Harris and Laugh to Learn. So, yes, indeed, Radio Family, no goodbyes. Just until next time, please continue to stay safe. Enjoy the rest of this weekend, and you have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Take care.